In the first segment of our chat to Nkonzo Mhlongo, who is the Corporate Affairs Executive at Target Hewlett, we chat about how women in KwaZulu-Natal have tried to combat food insecurity. Hi Nkonzo, talk to us about the Obajani door-to-door support program and kind of what it entails.
Thank you very much. The Obajani door-to-door program has focused on supporting vulnerable households, mainly those families that had sick family members and those households that were headed by children and were vulnerable. The program ensured that the 7 women visited on a daily basis the household where they had sick family members to ensure that, you know, the medication administered accordingly to the sick individual. And if they needed additional medical support or health support, they would then be their eyes and ears and ensure that the relevant health facilities were notified. They would also provide, I would call it, cleaning support in terms of making sure, you know, that the household or where the sick person was being attended to, you know, was in a good condition. With regards to the child-headed household, it was, again, ensuring that on a day-to-day basis, they visit their household, made sure that the kids went to school and that they did their homework. And again, if there were any services that required, you know, the intervention of the social workers, the 7 ladies will then be responsible for figuring those requests.
And what is the idea behind a program like this?
The idea is that in any community, there are vulnerable community members or individuals where social support or services in the form of the Department of Social Development or the Department of Health are not in close proximity. So the whole idea was that the women ensure that such individuals and households were not dismissed or left, you know, to struggle by themselves, but they were given both the psychosocial support.
And how did the 7 women get involved in the program, especially coming from an agricultural viewpoint?
The ladies initially, you know, were just community members who had neighbors who were not well or who were struggling. So that's how there was this informal assessment in terms of the challenges, you know, that were prevalent in the community. And the ladies then came together and said, you know what, we can't just sit by and not do anything. So initially, at the time, government had introduced the One Home, One Food Garden. So they then assisted either the child-headed household to establish those One Home, One Food Garden, which was a door-sized type of a garden to ensure that obviously they will not have constant support in terms of the food parcels, but they would have the fresh produce. So that's how it all started. And obviously the number of the clients, you know, grew, and the Red Cross and Thomas Hewlett then came into the picture to say, we recognize your commitment to the community, we recognize your interest in agriculture, and we will then provide the financial resources and the human resources to ensure that, you know, you grow this program.
How can other women and girls also get involved in the program, especially like looking at those who are maybe less privileged?
When the project was initially introduced, the ladies went to their traditional leadership council to report that, you know, they would like to establish such a program. So for other women and young girls who are interested, it's a matter of going to the tribal council and registering their name, and that information will be communicated to the 7 ladies. But the co-op in any case is well known in the community. So you either use that strategy or just do, I'll call it a walk-in, and just approach the 7 ladies and say, you know, I want to be part of this changing program.
And that was Nkonzo Mhlongo, who is the Corporate Affairs Executive at Target Hewlett.